Yeah, hi.
Hello, did you receive it?
Let me see. You sent an email?
Oh no, I don't have your email. I just sent a picture of it.
So where did you send it?
To this number.
Okay, let me see. One second. Yes, I got it. I got an explanation letter, and I'll send it in shortly, okay?
Okay, so what about with the statements? Did you see what they were talking about?
No, I'll go over in a few minutes. I'll look if we have everything, and I'll let you know, okay?
Okay, so how long do you think it's going to take him? Because he really needs services.
Yes, I'll let you know.
Okay, so how long will that take, you know?
How long it takes it from now?
Determine.
I can't hear you clear. You're breaking up a little bit.
I said, how long will it take for them to determine?
It takes use that they probably will review it for another week, maybe 2 weeks. Once they have everything, you'll get a notice if you're approved. I would say about a week or two.
Oh
But it
my
depends,
God.
you know. Yeah, it might still take. I know it's taking long. It's a little bit frustrating, but unfortunately, you know, there's a few agencies involved, like a few state entities. So entities. So everyone takes their time.
So there's another agency said that they can help me get a push right through.
So, I mean, they can't do like anything more that we are doing. So, I mean, you know, we try to gathering all your financials, everything, and that's the only thing we can do with this. You know, things that are in our hands that we can do, but this is not something that we can, you know, speed up. There's no way that anyone can speed this up. So once the county finishes the review and they say you're approved, then you can start care right away. Someone from the insurance will come down, see how many hours the patient needs, and we'll get you
And
on board.
okay,
And we'll
so
get
that's
you
it all
on
on the
board
eggs.
with
Say that
what do you
again.
say?
I said that's what I was going to say. Once it say he gets approved, how long do we have to wait for insurance to come out?
So they are usually within the 2 3 days they assign a service coordinator. You call up the service coordinator and you tell them that you need an assessment. And also they might take also a few more days in a week, you know, till they come down. And then once they assess how many hours they need, they have to get a final approval as well. They send a suggestion for the insurance. Okay, this patient needs you know, that amount of hours, and they're waiting to get the confirmation from the insurance. Okay, you're approved. And once you're approved, in the meantime, once we see you are approved with the county, you have the waiver, we will get you onboarded and start the process of onboarding you as the caregiver.
Okay, so once the county say it's approved, then y'all will start the onboarding process.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So once look out for any letter from them. If you're approved, they will probably call you or send you a text. And if you're not approved, they will send you a letter stating that you were denied. So they will definitely notify you.
So what address do they have on file to send a letter out?
They probably have the patient's letter, so the patient's address, so they will send it to the patient.
Okay, so, and if it get approved, you'll let me know. If it get denied, you'll still let me know, right?
Yes, I'll also keep on checking. So I'm checking on the Promise website to see if there's a waiver in there, and we're trying also to email the county for updates. But usually the county is not like so responding. So the only thing is that we can check on the website if it's approved.
Okay, so when are you going to send the expense the letter?
I'll send it in a few minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Bye bye.